Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Our final four segments of the Paracast, and I think we'll just drop the UFO contactees, George Wingfield, because nobody here agrees with any of them. But we're seeing here in most of the segments we've talked about government disinformation, government experiments, all sorts of things involving the government. Is there room here, George Wingfield, for real UFOs being something unexplained from unknown places?
Yes, there is room. And I believe there is what I call a genuine UFO phenomenon. It's very hard to actually get hold of or make sense of. I think I said before, I did have a remarkable UFO sighting involving a number of objects once, and I'm still, you know, here we are nearly 25 years later, I'm still puzzling about what this was or where it came from. Indeed, whether it was a physical object or a number of physical objects I saw, or whether it was something which was other than that, like some kind of a moving image or something imprinted on my consciousness. But let's do that one another time. I think there is, what I say, a genuine, mysterious UFO phenomenon. And it is kind of ghost-like. People see these objects in the sky, and it's very hard to know what you're looking at. It might be a big triangle. Dave Marler, who's a good friend of mine, has talked and talked a lot about and researched the triangles. And I have no reason to think that most of the witnesses to those triangle cases and sightings have no reason to think that they were not sincere. I believe they were completely sincere. But what were they looking at? You really have to try and get to grips with that, and it's not always obvious. First off, a lot of people will immediately assume, okay, they were looking at alien spaceships. They were looking at some kind of a craft. If they were craft, they must have had some kind of intelligence or alien life on board. None of those assumptions is necessarily justified. If they were looking at a craft, okay, if it was a physical craft, it might be something much more like a drone of whatever origin. We have no idea whether it's from this world or from some other world. We have no idea. But to assume it's a physical thing you're seeing rather than an image which is coming to you, I don't know where it's coming from, but we get plenty of images out of the internet these days. You probably get images up in the sky these days too. Where they come from or what the purpose is something else. One thing is that you often hear of these craft, the triangles in particular, doing a right angle turn, a complete right angle turn, which shows they have no aerodynamic qualities. And it also shows that if these are physical craft which have mass, there seems to be no inertia. So the conclusion there is that they don't have mass. And then we're into something of a very different nature altogether. We're into something more like neutrinos, which scientists accept neutrinos these days. And for those of you who aren't into this sort of stuff, there are billions and billions of neutrinos pouring through your body and through everything else on Earth all the time and leaving absolutely no sign they were ever there. But these things apparently do exist, and scientists accept them. Maybe UFOs or some UFOs are something of a similar nature.
That ties in closely to a question from Blowfish, and I think you've addressed part of this, but just in case, what are your thoughts on the current theories of string theory, dimensions, and could they be an element of UAP encounters?
Well, yes, it's possible. I mean, string theory is pretty well beyond me. Okay, there are many unseen dimensions, and simple folk like me are apt to say, well, okay, we can see three dimensions of space and one dimension of time. Where are the rest of these? And you get a rather sort of unsatisfactory answer. Well, they're rolled up. You don't see them, but they're there anyway. So, again, we're into all of this sort of stuff like the neutrinos. And, yes, indeed, I mean, I'm always prepared to listen to these scientific theories. And quite apart from string theory, we now have dark matter. Dark matter and dark energy. And if you read scientific magazines, there's an awful lot of this. But can you see it? Can you show it's there? No, it's not visible, and you can't do anything to interact with it. But it's there because gravitational forces, which seem to apply in galaxies and in the universe as a whole, require there to be something like some enormous amount of dark matter, which is, obviously, it's there. If it exists, it must be there. And I think they say these days something like 84% of the mass of the known universe is dark matter. It's becoming more like Alice in Wonderland, you know, modern physics. We stand back and said, fine, but prove it. And it's rather the same as the UFO subject. And they say, well, fine, but prove it. That's where we're at.
Those are some difficult concepts. Are you sure that some of that isn't flapdoodle?
Well, it may well be. Absolutely. I think, yes, I mean, just because people are scientists and, you know, they're theoretical physicists and so on, it doesn't mean to say they don't indulge in a lot of extraordinary speculation, which is quite unjustifiable. And you see, a lot of UFO researchers think, oh, if we clothe this in science, well, what was seen and what happened, we'll clothe it all in respectable science, that'll make it okay. Well, no, I don't think so. I think there are a lot of crazy scientists as well.
Well, do you think then that maybe UFO researchers are forcing the issue? They want to fit into a very narrow framework?
Well, I think some UFO researchers, let's say quite a lot of UFO researchers, have made up their minds already, you know, what this is all about. It's about aliens and craft from other planets and all of this. This is their conception. And they will then do their research and bring it up in a respectable scientific form to justify what they thought in the first place. And I think that is where I part company from them. I say, okay, there's something going on here, something of a very extraordinary nature, but we're not in a position to say it's extraterrestrials and they're coming here in some kind of spaceships, craft, maybe traveling faster than light, or whatever. We just don't have the justification to make that claim.
After all these years, can anyone expect some kind of life-changing event that would change that, or is that the way it's going to be forevermore, or as far as we can see in the future, that UFOs stay just one step ahead of us?
Well, that's a very good question. I wish I had an answer to it. I think there's a lot of research being done on exoplanets and whether there are planets going around nearby stars and distant stars which could develop intelligent life. I think most scientists these days, unlike the position 50 years ago, think life outside planet Earth is almost certainly a reality. But whether there's intelligent life, that's the great enigma. And of course, UFO folk will say, ah, but of course there's intelligent life from other planets, and it's been visiting us for at least the last 60 years, maybe for a whole lot longer.
So maybe we are destined never to know the solution of the UFO mystery, but I don't think it's time for us to give up. We'll get into more of this in our next segment, but I've already criticized certain organizations in the UFO field for just trying to verify their beliefs rather than investigate to see what really is going on. Wouldn't that be a nice change? Yeah. We have more from the irrepressible George Wingfield. Did I say irrepressible? and the equally irrepressible Kurt Collins, and the sometimes irrepressible Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have a few more questions left, I think, in the till because we didn't give our listeners very much time about George Wingfield's appearance. Kurt Collins, you asked one question from Blowfish, one of our regulars. Anything else he says in his comments before we move on?
Well, he had a question about Roswell, but we covered that one. So let's move on to this is actually bordering on the paranormal. George, what are your thoughts about reincarnation and ghost interaction prior to someone's sleep paralysis cases?
Well, this is not my particular area, but all I can say, it's interesting. Okay, there are a number of people who make great cases for reincarnation, but I'm not really persuaded. And if we are a reincarnation of some previous soul who's passed on, and we have no memory whatever of that previous incarnation, what good is it? What proof is there that we are this reincarnation? So a lot of that stuff I'm inclined to push into the flapdoodle basket and say, well, okay, that's what you say, but you got to prove it. Otherwise, I'm not buying it.
I think that's the thing that bothers me so much about reincarnation. If we're sent back here to learn something and we don't remember what we did wrong, what's the value?
Yeah, exactly.
Kurt?
We've got a question here from SRL, and we'll have to, it's really going to be two parts. First, did you say this? And second, can you expand on it? He thinks that you had posted comments along the lines that the UFO phenomenon represents humans from the future as we are looking at ourselves in the future. And he says it was surprising because of the way it was written, and you were strong about your opinion. So first we want to verify, did you say that? And then if so, can you expand on it?
Well, first of all, I didn't say that. Someone may have posted something using my name or maybe making some mistake. I didn't say that, and I'm certainly interested in the possibility of time travel, but it leads to logical inconsistencies. If you can go back in time, you're talking about persons from the future, people from the future coming back to this particular age. If you can go back in time, say we went back 100 years, we could do things which would change the present. So I can't see you can accept that from a logical point of view. I think you can go forward. If you travel close to the speed of light, you can certainly go hundreds of years on, because you wouldn't age. You'd age very slowly. But I don't think you can come back again. That's my point of view.
Well, let's take a more of a Jacques Vallée look at this. And if the things that we're seeing, we sort of touched on this earlier, is that we were seeing these mysterious things, and just as we saw airships that were in advance of our technology, is it somehow our mind perceiving this as we drive cars and fly planes, so we think that this has to be some technological explanation? Do you think it could be a matter of interpretation?
Yes, I think it could be a matter of interpretation. If you think about all those UFO cases back in the 1950s, pilots were seeing spheres and disks, and they were usually shiny metal objects, which were more or less the same sort of thing as jet airplanes in that day and age. And they were thought of in those terms. There's a shiny metal disk, it appears to have portholes, and it's probably got a pilot or a crew on board. And it was thought of always in those terms. And then we move on. We're moving away from that. And when we get into the 1980s and the 1990s, we're seeing a lot of huge triangular craft, which bear a certain resemblance to huge airliners and things of that kind, rather than military planes. And I think that people's concept of what they're looking at is colored by the perception of human technology at the time they're looking. I think it's colored by that. You see, what has always worried me is that most people, UFO believers, tend to think we're looking at craft of some kind, probably with extraterrestrials on board. And I say, well, if we're looking at a craft, why don't we have any photographs of a structured craft, UFO? And some people say, oh, but we do. And then, of course, you get stuff like Billy Myers models and Billy Myers fakes and so on, and then you get other people who say, here's a picture of a structured craft. In almost every single case I can think of, the structured craft has been shown to be a fake. I'm not convinced you have real structured crafts. You may have something like lights in the sky or an assembly of a number of lights in the sky which are going off and on, and that's your UFO. But whether there's any structure behind it, some people say, okay, there was a dark superstructure connecting the lights we saw. Okay, but I still want a photograph, and we don't have any photographs of that kind.
Well, that's been the entire problem of the UFO field. So many of the sightings are conventional, obviously conventional, or just lights in the sky, and we need the really deep cases showing structured craft, making incredible maneuvers, lots of witnesses to have a mystery. And there are those cases, and we still don't understand what they are. But do you think at all, since we've seen the evidence of government involvement, that they really have any guilty knowledge of anything?
Let me give you one particular case of an alleged structured craft. You make what you will of this story, but a good friend of mine called Andy Abercrombie from Texas went to Gulf Breeze in 1991, and it just so happened that Stephen Greer and his followers were all there, and Stephen Greer, you know, is the great UFO guru to some people, the great UFO guru.
But not to us.
Not to you. No, I'm very skeptical of Stephen Greer. Stephen Greer said, now, I want you to all be at Shoreline Park because there's going to be a UFO will be coming over at 8 o'clock, exactly 8 o'clock. So large numbers of people, including Stephen Greer's disciples and Stephen Greer himself, were there in the usual viewing position, Shoreline Park, Gulf Breeze, Florida. And sure enough, I don't think it was a fake, three bright lights in the sky, which seemed to form a triangle, didn't know whether they were connected or whether they were independent bright lights, appeared, they moved around, and they moved towards Shoreline Park, where all these people were. My friend Andy was watching these, he saw them, he said, yeah, this was the real thing. And Stephen Greer is telling his people through a megaphone or something of this kind. He's saying, right, now they're coming in.
You know what? We have to go somewhere for a second, and then we'll go back and find out after Stephen Greer said they're coming here. I actually believe that one time if a real UFO came up to him, he'd run the other way. We have George Wingfield with Gene and Kurt Collins. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Leaner Four, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gulf Breeze, Florida. Stephen Greer, are they here? George Wingfield, please tell us.
Right. Well, this appears to have been a triangle. There are three bright lights forming an equilateral triangle. Whether there was a craft behind that or not, I don't know. But Andy is watching these lights, and they did come towards the observers, and people were shouting, people were getting highly excited, and Greer was telling them. Greer was saying, it's a structured craft. It is a craft, and it's going to land. Are you guys ready? And of course, he had put a lot of these people through protocols of what had to be done when the UFOs landed, when the aliens arrived. A lot of people thought that moment had come. And that was Greer. He was telling them this was a structured craft. Well, of course, the fact was it didn't land. It was never seen as a structured craft by my friend Andy Abercrombie. And life went on. So what are we to make of that? I think one of the lessons here is that different people see different things. You may not see the same object or the same image of a UFO as the person who's standing next to you. I think a lot of this, our minds are a bit like computers, and they are looking at the unknown. This is some kind of an unknown, which may consist of a number of lights in the sky, and they will see it differently, if they see it at all.
Well, the thing I wonder about here is about what you just said, that we all see different things. So the question is here, is there a source, genuine phenomenon that we perceive differently because it's just too alien to us?
Well, that could very well be, yes. I don't know if alien's the right word, but it's something of a very mysterious nature. We are desperately trying to put that into a pigeonhole, say this is a craft, or this is a ball of light, or this is something else. And our minds are failing, because here you've got something of a mysterious nature, which I believe you do have, and it just doesn't work. What our concept of what this is, we're left wondering, but we've tried to make it into an alien spacecraft, or we've tried to make it into ball lightning, or we've tried to make it into some military aircraft of an unusual kind. But we're left in this position of uncertainty. And some people may not see at all what you're seeing. It's a very strange thing. And most UFOs like this are, let me say, they're completely silent. That's one thing I've got from most UFO reports, and the type of UFOs we're talking about. In fact, I think, you know, UFOs are many different things, but let's put this into a category of UFO. Let's call them type G UFOs. It's not G for George, but they're more like a ghost. You're looking at something which is like a ghost. You're not certain what it is. You're not certain whether it's a physical object. It's entirely silent. It's moving. And you're not certain that the person next to you is seeing the same thing that you're seeing. They're probably seeing something, because there is something there. Whether it's physical or whether it's non-physical, we don't know.
Will we ever find out?
Well, I hope we'll find out. I hope we'll get a better idea. But to try and sort of go for it head on doesn't seem to work, because people have been trying to do this in various ways for 50 years, and we've got to go about it a different way. And I think we have to have a much better understanding of how our minds work, and how not just our psychology, but our whole consciousness. And we've got to think the processes through very carefully as to what produces that image on one's retina of what we call a UFO.
I've got another question. This one's from Blowfish. He wanted to know we'll say except for your sighting, because you mentioned that briefly, but while investigating crop circles or anything else, have you ever experienced related or unrelated, unexplained events?
Well, I did have in a crop circle back in 1989, I was with some other people, and there were unexplained events, but I think I should, I'd have to tell you the circumstances more. One of the people, there were six people in the crop circle, it was that night, and we had with us a well-known medium called Rita Gould. I don't know what's happened to her now, but she was a medium, and she claimed to be able to make things materialize, and she claimed all sorts of things. I was always very suspicious of her. When you get into the realm of mediumship and seances and poltergeists, there's always some uncertainty. One feels that quite a lot of this is false or contrived. Some of it may be due to the fact that the sitters at the seance are hypnotized into thinking this or that. And these things are all happening in the dark, rather like UFOs are usually happening in the dark. And you're not quite sure what's gone on. And I have written about that years and years ago. And there were unexplained things. But that's not the general form for a crop circle. I have said, and I'm convinced that the vast majority of crop circles are made by people. They're very carefully made. This still goes on, and people are deceived by that. But there may be mysterious crop circles which are not made by people. I don't know whether they're made by UFOs or what they're made by, but I can only talk about the ones I know about. The same goes for UFOs as well.
When you mentioned medium, my mind jumped back to your Stephen Greer story. What year was that? The story you were telling, Gulf Breeze?
Oh, that was, I believe, 1991, and it was in July. And this particular UFO, which was really an equilateral triangle of lights in the sky, was actually recorded on video, and There may be a copy of that somewhere around on the internet, for all I know.
Well, the reason I mentioned it, I had a strong sense of deja vu because something happened a few months ago, and this was posted online, and it sounded like exactly the same situation. A group of Stephen Greer's believers, near a body of water. I can't remember the particular coastline. Three lights coming in. It was almost as if it was staged. Instead of the things he was saying in your story, it was these aren't flares. These aren't flares. But there's been some photo analysis that seems to indicate they're flares. So,
no. Okay. These were definitely not flares. And leading on from that story, at the time of the Gulf Breeze UFO sightings, I think that all Ed Walters' photographs were in fact faked. I don't think there's much doubt about that. They were faked using models and double exposure and various other techniques. But the fact of the matter is that there was huge interest in the UFO subject in the panhandle of Florida and in Gulf Breeze in particular at that time. And every night, people would go out. They'd go out to Shoreline Park in Gulf Breeze, and they'd go out to Fort Pickens at the end of Santa Rosa Island, and they'd watch for hours. And on many occasions, a UFO would appear, which is known as Bubba, and it became, quite a favorite UFO. And it was sort of a dull red color, and it would sort of materialize up in the certain angle from where the observers stood. It was a bit different at times. And then sometimes it would sort of fragment and slowly drift apart. And what this was, no one really knew, but I talked to enough people who had seen this and said, sure, that was something real. It wasn't a flare. It wasn't aircraft from the Naval Air Station at Pensacola, or it wasn't a balloon. It wasn't any. It was something of a truly mysterious nature.
We have a truly mysterious break to come. And then we'll be back with our final segment with George Wingfield. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact of the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Kirk Collins is our guest co-host this week. A little bit later, we'll tell you about the Paracast Plus and how to join. This is our final segment with George Wingfield. Now, years and years ago, George, I interviewed the one and only Ed Walters for a magazine I used to publish. And he seemed like a nice guy, and he seemed sincere enough, but I could see various reasons why we suspect what he said. I know for a time, at least, the late Jim Moseley seemed to believe him for a time.
A lot of people did. I believed him at first.
What was it that broke the camel's back, as it were?
Well, I forget the names of the people, but some of the local MUFON people who saw a lot of him and were much closer to this than myself said, no, this is not real, and these photographs are being forged. I forget now the names of the people, and of course, those people were demonized by other MUFON people. There was a huge group of people who really wanted to believe that Ed Walters' stuff was genuine. Chief amongst these, of course, was Linda Howe. Linda Howe was furious if anyone ever suggested that these photographs are forged. And then eventually Ed Walters sort of quit and vanished and refused to have any further contact with the local UFO people and MUFON. The house, which had been his, was sold. And certainly a model was found in the attic of the house by someone, which exactly corresponded to the shape of the UFOs which appeared in his pictures. And people say, well, that's it. You see, he made these models. He unfortunately left one up in the attic of the house. And when it was sold, somebody discovered this. But, of course, the UFO believers said, oh, no, that's been planted there by someone who's anxious to discredit the story. So, you see, you got all this sort of nonsense. But in my opinion, yes, the Ed Walters photographs were all fakes. Other people will tell you otherwise.
It's a confusing situation, and we've tried to ask this before, but you seem to indicate that there was genuine UFO activity minus what Ed Walters was doing. So I kind of wonder, it does seem to be there were a lot of people that were seeing things, but were they there looking because he but his popularity, or did he just capitalize on that UFO interest?
Well, he sort of started the Gulf Breeze flap by anonymously sending some of these photos to the local newspaper. And then, you know, there's huge interest. And then all sorts of people would go out to look for these UFOs. And at some stage, people were out there every night watching for UFOs. and they started seeing them. Now, this is, it's not obvious, but this UFO called Bubba, sort of dull red UFO, which appeared on frequent occasions, and people saw it, and there are some photographs. It's just a glowing mass in the sky. And one has to ask whether this was something generated by the consciousness of all these UFO believers who were looking up in the sky and believing there was something real going on.
You're saying, in short, that after the fake UFO sightings, so many people believed there were real UFO sightings that the force, whatever it is, granted their wish.
Yes. I'm suggesting it was something of this kind. There was such an interest and such a fervent belief that there were real UFOs around Gulf Breeze that people saw these things.
So is that a case of if enough people in any part of the country believe UFOs are going to come, they will? I don't know, because you have these situations where they set up sky watches because UFOs are seen in an area, and more often than not, that's it. No more come.
Well, I'd put it, let's get away from UFOs just for a moment and say when you have Catholic religious miracles, you get groups of people who say, well, they've seen an apparition of the Virgin Mary. And, you know, a number of people will be drawn to such a group who will have possibly even regular sightings of the Virgin Mary. Now, this happens to a place in Croatia, I think it's Croatia, or Bosnia, called Medjugorje. And for years, I don't know if it's still going on, a group of about a dozen young Catholics who were ardent believers would gather and they'd say they would see the Virgin Mary there. Of course, non-Catholics and other people who weren't part of this group would come and see them. And they were all behaving as if they could see this image of the Virgin Mary. But outsiders didn't see anything. They just saw a lot of people who were in a sort of a fervent state of agitation or belief or whatever was going on. I said before that I think very often some people see UFOs and that people standing right alongside do not see whatever the UFO seers are seeing. And that's why I call them, this is something of a ghost-like UFO, maybe type G UFOs, something of this variety.
Now, we have just a couple of minutes left. You don't think we'll ever solve this thing, do you?
Well, you say solve this thing, that's making a huge assumption that UFOs are all one thing. I think UFOs are many different things. And I can't rule out there are extraterrestrial UFOs which are physical craft. I can't rule that out. But I think that's probably, if that's there at all, it's only a tiny bit of it. I think there are a lot more different things which are not connected with aliens or spacecraft which form the UFO phenomenon.
Well, I just wonder how long we'll continue to do this and how long people will continue to say that E.T. is among us. And I also wonder sometimes if E.T. did land and people say, we've been watching your ships all these years, they will say in whatever language they speak or whatever way they communicate, what are you talking about?
I'm sure that's right.
Sort of reminds me of an article that was written many years ago about whether Martians see UFOs. So the question would be whether the aliens, if they land, whether they'd say, you know what, we are not the things you saw, but we see UFOs too. How about that? George Wingfield, would you tell our listeners if there's any place online they can find more of the things that you do?
I was hoping to put up a website or a blog site, and I'm getting things together slowly, but I sent you that recent thing on cattle mutilation. I haven't decided quite where to post it yet. I don't know if you like posting such stuff on the Paracast or whether I should put it somewhere else.
You know what? You're free to visit the forums at forum.theparacast.com. You're free to post anything you want. If the system doesn't allow you to post a full article because there is a word count issue, then you can divide it in half and put it there. Okay.
It's a word count. And what happens if it's got photographs in the words? I'm thinking in terms of Microsoft Word articles running to maybe 20 pages with several photographs included. Should you put up the photographs separately?
Let me tell you how we'll do it. Save it as a PDF file, which you probably can do, and then post a link to that file. And we can put it on our website. Just contact me. We'll put it on the site saying, here's a 20-page piece from George Wingfield, or you could post it, and we'll do it that way, okay? We'll discuss that after the episode. Kirk Collins, where do we find you online?
I've got some material of interest at jimmosley.com and then my personal blog, blueglorylines.com.
Now, let me tell you about the PowerCast Plus, because we got that second radio show called After the PowerCast, and last week we featured both Kurt and Chris O'Brien, and the only way you can hear it is to join PowerCast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You sign up for a modest monthly, annual, or five-year fee. You get two things: After the PowerCast podcast, which is kind of an unfettered environment where we go on for 20, 30, 40 minutes and talk about things that extend the PowerCast but go beyond it sometimes. We also give you an ad-free version of this show with a higher resolution audio. So if you don't like the network ads, that's the way to get beyond it. And one more thing. If you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years of PowerCast Plus, you'll get a copy of Chris O'Brien's book, Stalking the Tricksters, Changing the Paradigm, Stalking the Tricksters by Chris O'Brien, if you sign up for PowerCast Plus for a year or 5 years. Kurt, thank you so much on very, very short notice for joining us on the PowerCast this week.
My pleasure.
And George Wingfield, we didn't give you much warning, but it's a great show. Thanks for coming back.
My pleasure, too. Greatly enjoyed that.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.